Street Shepherd with Steph Harmon. True stories of Jesus on the streets, reaching the broken and lost. The main problem with Christianity is that many Christians don't do what Jesus says to do. So, are they really Christians? If you play baseball, you go on the field, take your position, field the ball. When you're up to bat, you swing and hit the ball. Simple. You are a baseball player. For many so-called Christians, they've been taught that going to a building and hearing someone read the Bible is what it is all about. They have been deceived. They are like baseball players sitting in the dugout hiding. This is what Jesus actually says believers can do. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Jesus gives specific instructions also on what believers are to do. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. The problem is that when a person walks into a church building, these aren't shared with them. A Christian has no idea what to do. They end up becoming theology students, sitting in the building and hearing a lecture once a week. No personal things to do ever. Just try and be a nice person. Some lazy person will quote the verse, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." What Jesus commands us to do is not about being saved. It is about what we do after being saved. Yet in many buildings globally, we have a set of pastors who never talk about what believers are to do. Notice that Jesus says it is not a calling or a ministry or some special revelation for a chosen few. Jesus says believers. And this is why there's no power in most church buildings today. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power of God. What is the power of God? The things Jesus says to do. When a believer walks into a church building, this sign should be on the wall. Feed the hungry. Visit the sick. Clothe the naked. Visit those in prison. Lay hands on the sick. Speak in new languages. Cast out devils. Help orphans and widows. If this sign isn't on the wall, then run out of that place. Go and do these things, and you will experience Jesus in ways that those who don't do them never will. In almost 7 years of doing these things, we have seen hundreds of miracles, healings, deliverances, from comas to exploded organs being healed, demon-possessed people being set free, people turning from death to the life. How? Because Jesus is in these actions. If you truly believe, then do what Jesus says a believer can do. Not may do, can do. Don't listen to anyone who says you can't. Jesus said those words for a reason. He sent the Holy Spirit for a reason. To empower you to be the light and the salt here, right now. Otherwise, remain babies and drinking milk until Jesus returns. But why? When you can have the meat and full maturity of who God made you to be. This is the believer to-do list. You've been listening to Street Shepherd, the podcast. I'm Step Harmon. I really appreciate you listening. And be sure to share these testimonies with others of Jesus on the streets. Once again, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. God bless.